Unfortunately, my cats are illiterate.
Poop, 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 poop. Pee, pee, pee. Piss, 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 piss.
Hello, Internet. My name is Richard. You're listening to the 130th Bonersode for June 17th, 2022. I'm a bit pressed for time this week because I've got a bunch of furniture to build, just like Jesus. But this is one of the free ones anyway, so it's more like a sample of the kind of shit I serve up at patreon.com/anotherprankcallshow. If you're into wasting your money on internet trash, then head there to hear the other 60-something hours of extra shows I've done. This one was produced by ButtEffer3000. Thank you, ButtEffer, for helping me scramble to get this show together. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, Paul?
Yes.
Hey, Paul, it's Craig with the HOA.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, I was just calling because they were out there doing the surveillance sweep of the neighborhood this morning, and when they tried to connect to your camera, I guess there was some kind of problem. They wanted me to see if there was some kind of issue on your end.
How can you hook into my line without permission? I don't know how you're talking about.
Well, they could connect to yours, but it was just like you had a lens cover over it or something. Like it was all dark. They couldn't see anything.
I have no idea what you're talking about, and I've never signed up for anything like what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about at all.
Oh, we definitely have your permission. It's a required thing for.
Don't have my permission on anything.
Well,
I
yeah,
don't know
you
what you're talking about.
Well, yeah, you signed.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, you signed the document when you moved in, so yeah, I mean, we.
Well, I didn't sign anything, and I don't know what you're talking about.
I was trying to explain to you, but you're not letting me get a word out.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know how you can hook up with me. You don't have my permission to do anything.
Well,
I've never signed anything saying you can hook into my camera in my house.
Yeah, well, I don't do it. I'm just making the calls, but it's the security team. They hook up to your cameras once a month.
How can they hook up to my camera? My camera and my computer?
Yeah, just all the cameras in your house, they hook up to them once a month, and it's never been a problem before, but this time they said that it looked like he had a lens cover on it, or like he had the camera covered up or something.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
We just
need to. I have no idea what you're talking about.
We just need to.
And if you ever were hooking into me, you did it without my permission.
I don't know.
And that's illegal to do it, by the way.
No,
you can't do that.
No,
you cannot do that. You cannot do things like that.
Of course we can.
You have no permission. You have no permission from me.
Yeah, we have.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We have the signed document, sir. You signed it when you moved in.
Well, why don't you send it to me then?
Okay, I can email it to you if you'd like.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Paul.
I have never signed anything.
Paul.
I have no idea how you can hook into my camera and my computer.
Oh, they do it remote.
I have no idea how you can do it. I've never signed it. I've set it up. You have permission or not permission. You have to have me agree to do that.
You did.
You have to have it.
You did when you moved in.
You're telling me that I signed something. What does it have to do with anything? You have to set it up.
Yeah.
Set it up to go to my personal computer.
All the residents
in
the neighborhood.
You're telling me that you can do that?
Shh,
because
Paul,
I signed
down.
Some paper?
Simmer down. Hey, Paul, simmer down. You signed it when you moved in.
I didn't sign anything.
Oh, yes, you did. Everyone did.
Okay, well, then.
It's a requirement. It's a requirement for all the residents.
It's a requirement for you to sign into my computer.
Yeah, well, I don't.
Is that what you're telling me?
I told you I don't sign into it. I'm not on the security team. I'm just making the phone call. Like, you're getting on my case, but I'm just the messenger here. All I'm calling to tell you, I'm just letting you know, you just need to uncover your cameras so that they can do the surveillance sweep.
I don't have a camera. How about that?
Oh, yes, you
How
do.
How about the fact that I signed something? I don't have a camera.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't, it's really interesting
because
I don't have a camera.
Everyone's got cameras in their houses.
Everyone has a camera
in their
house. No, they don't have a computer in their house. No, they don't.
You have three cameras in your house, sir.
I have three cameras in my house.
Yeah, there's one in your TV, one in your fridge. And then one on either your computer or phone. And all you got to do is just uncover the lens and let them just do the surveillance sweep.
I don't have a lens to uncover.
Okay, Paul.
I don't know what you are talking about.
I don't know what you're trying to hide over there, but you need to just let them look in once in a while and make sure everything's okay. It's for your own safety.
If you look into my house, you've been looking into my house, into my refrigerator. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, not just your fridge. I mean, you know, it looks into your kitchen and your living room. And
where is the camera? There's a hidden camera here somewhere. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, in your apartment, you big dummy.
Did you say big dummy? Is that what you said?
Yeah, you're being a big dummy.
Okay. Are you over in the club right now? Is that where you are?
Yeah.
I want to come over and see you.
Why?
You call me a big dummy? Who the fuck are you?
No, I'm Craig.
Goodbye. Dr. speaking. May I help you?
Oh, you're not a doctor. Come on, quit playing around. Put your wife on.
Dr. speaking. What do you want?
Yes, I do.
I have two PhDs.
Two?
You big dummy.
What do you, big dummy. What do you need?
What do you want, big dummy?
Why don't you
call somebody? Oh, I can't believe this is happening.
Put your wife on.
You call somebody a big dummy? Who the fuck are you?
I'm Craig. And I'm just asking you to please stop being a big dummy. That's all. But you're getting all bent in a shape. You need to settle down.
I need to settle down? You call me a big dummy. Who the fuck are you?
I'm Craig.
Who the fuck are you? Are you Jesus Christ?
What? No.
I can't believe I'm having this conversation with somebody like you.
No, my last name is Ronkerson, not Christ.
So now...
Anyways, put your wife on.
What is it you want?
Put your wife on.
What is it you want?
Put your wife on. I need to talk to her.
I don't talk to you people like you.
What do you mean people like me? That's sexist.
Hello?
Hello, Chloe?
No, this is her mom.
Oh.
Pam.
Is it you that live there, or is it Chloe?
Well, I live here, and my husband and Chloe.
I was just calling because they were out there doing the routine sweep of the neighborhood this morning, and they noticed that there was some buildup of lint on your dryer filter, and so they're just wanting me to give you a call and just ask if you could clean that off at your next, at your earliest convenience.
Sure. No problem.
And then also on the washing machine, there was kind of a buildup of soap scum on the inside of the door. And so also, if you could just kind of wipe that off.
I'm sorry, how do you see that?
Because they just have those sensors that they run once a month when they do the audit of the neighborhood.
Wow, creepy. Thank you.
And then also one last thing. Inside your fridge, they noticed that there was a little bit of butter residue.
Is this a joke?
No, of course not. No, I mean, you're not in trouble or anything. They just want me to just kind of give you a friendly reminder.
To clean my refrigerator of butter residue?
Just the little compartment where you keep your butter. They're just noticing there's a little residue on there.
It just feels like an invasion. I can't explain it, but...
Well, I mean, that's the only way we can enforce the rules.
Terrific.
I mean, you're practically living in squalor over there.
Wait, are you kidding me?
Well, no, I'm just saying, it sounds like you got some cleaning to do, so...
What's your name?
Cody.
Okay, I think you just said something really rude, and...
Well, no, I was just saying... Like,
I can't even believe what you just said to me.
Well, no,
I'm blown away by this call,
No,
Cody.
it was just kind of an offhand...
What's your last name, Cody?
It's just an offhand comment. I wasn't trying to upset you or anything.
It was rude.
Well, no, it just sounds like you have some cleaning to do, so I'll get out of your hair. It's no big deal.
You said to me that I'm living in squalor?
Well, no,
you should present... Okay,
well,
lovely.
No, it's just like... as the woman of the house, you ought to be cleaning it up a little more often, that's all, and then you won't get these calls.
Are you fucking kidding me with this phone call?
No,
house is spotless, and you're telling...
Well, it came up on the audit report, so it's clearly...
Okay, the butter came up. All right, okay.
And the lint.
Got it.
Don't forget the lint.
And the washer The rudeness of... I can't even believe what you just said to me.
Well, no, I wasn't
right,
trying to be
rude. I'm going
to
hang up the phone now.
I was just pointing out facts. I wasn't being rude.
You were rude, and you should really think about what you said. And
I mean, you ought to have that husband.
Wow, it was so insulting. Excuse me?
Have that husband of yours help out once in a while. You shouldn't have to do it all. Like, I'm on your side.
Okay, here's another thing you just said. Have that husband of mine...
Does so much.
I can't even believe what you're saying to me.
No, I was standing up for you. I was saying, you don't have to do all the cleaning. It's 2022. He can lift a finger once in a while.
My husband does so much. I have multiple screws. You're so invasive. Cody, what's your last name?
What do you mean invasive?
Your last name?
Noname.
Okay.
And man, just settle down. It's no big deal. It's just some butter. Do
you hear the things that you've said to me?
Well, no, you're just being very emotional. Like, maybe I should...
I'm not being emotional. I am trying to tell you, I hear what you're saying, and I understood that. And then you said...
I know, and then I was trying to...
I'm living in squalor and clean up my act and my house.
I never said clean up your act.
So beyond... You did.
No, I
you
didn't.
Did.
I have this
you
call.
Did.
I have this call. Yes. I have this call recorded for quality assurance, so I can play it back and prove you wrong.
You know what?
But I won't do that because that'd be petty. And plus, you have cleaning to do. So hop to it, woman. Chip, chop, chip.
Yeah, no, I'll handle. I'll discuss it with my husband.
Well, yeah, can
what
I,
just happened?
Well, can I talk to him?
Thank you. No, he's not home.
Well, I need
goodbye,
to.
Goodbye, Cody. Goodbye, Cody.
Hey, Am, you need to watch your tone with me.
Cody, it's not time for us to have a conversation anymore.
I know. Put that husband of yours on the phone. I need to straighten him out too.
Excuse me? You need to straighten out my husband?
Yeah, we've got a few things that we need to discuss in private. Doesn't involve you. Just put them on. Just don't worry your pretty
Why
little...
Why do you talk to me like I'm... Don't worry my pretty little head? What kind of misogynistic conversation is this?
Oh, no, I don't mean to be...
I'm hanging up the phone, and then I'm going to tell someone that this is... this. They can listen to this recording because you have been so inappropriate.
No, I don't mean to be misogynistic. I'm old school, you know? I'm setting my ways.
My husband and I are on the same... We're in the same club. It's called marriage. So what is it that you need to speak to him about?
Marriage is kind of antiquated, don't you think? Like, in this day and age...
Am I talking to?
Like, I don't need the state validating my relationship.
Oh, my God. You're creepy.
Hello, this is Dan.
Oh, hey, Dan. It's Craig with the Condo Association.
Hi.
Yeah, hey, Clarence just wanted me to give you a ring and let you know, or just remind you, on Monday, we're going to be installing those new Alexa locks on all the front doors.
On the front doors of?
Of the condos, you know, like every unit. Yeah, we're just doing away with all the old lock and key system and everything, and upgrading to the new voice-activated locks.
Okay, let me rewind here. For my little area to get in, or for the main door that gets into my place?
Your front door to, you know, the unit. I mean, not just yours. It's going on every front door.
No. I understand that, but what I'm saying is I have a gate, right? And then I have a little kind of an area that I put like my pool, not my bullshit, but you know, my coolers and all that kind of stuff. Then I have a main door to go in.
Oh yeah, it's your main door.
So how do we, so what do I do with that lock?
Well, I can tell them to leave.
I spent $250 or something on that lock.
Oh man, $250 on a lock. You got ripped off. Yeah, it's
whatever it was.
But basically what we're doing is we're just installing these voice activated locks, and we'll program it with your voice print ID. And then if you want to...
Yeah, I don't know. Dude, yeah, what if I don't want that, though? What if I still want an old-fashioned key?
Oh, no, those aren't allowed anymore. Yeah, just for security reasons, we're doing away with all that crap.
Nah, send me that again before you come in and do that on my unit. Send me where it says that I have to convert to this.
Okay, I can...
Yeah, I got an old key system, and so if you're going to do that on that, then you're going to do it on my fenced-in area, too. But what I'm saying is, I don't remember that. I don't remember seeing it. All I'm asking you to do is send me where I'm required to then go to a voice-activated lock.
Yeah, I can send you the...
Hold on. Yeah, but...
I can send you the email.
No, it's fine, but
it's a better system, though. Like, it's more secure.
You got to stop talking over me.
Okay,
you're calling me, telling me something that I have no idea.
Well, I know, I'm trying to explain, and you're just spazzing out.
You don't. Did you just use the word spaz?
Yeah, you're spazzing out. Just go ahead. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm spazzing out.
Yeah.
That's what this guy's telling me. So I haven't heard the word spaz. I'm 53. I haven't heard the word spaz in probably since I was 18. But let me finish here.
Okay, go ahead.
I think what I need to understand is on Sunday at 2:00 in the afternoon, when I try to get into my unit and the voice activated system doesn't work, somebody's going to come out and get me in, correct? Or is there a backup system? I don't know any of this stuff. That's what I'm asking you. Yeah.
No, we have your voice print on file, so we'll program it with your voice. It'll be ready for you.
I understand that. What I'm trying to tell you is, if it doesn't work for some reason because it's a mechanical thing.
Oh, it works.
We already tested it. You're not listening to me.
See, there you go. Spazzing out again. All right, go ahead.
Do not touch my unit. Do not do anything to my unit. I'm not spazzing out. I'm simply telling you.
I'm
trying to ask you is, my girlfriend's standing right here, and she's listening to a simple question I'm asking you. If something were to happen where it does not recognize my voice, then, and I can't get in my unit, how do I get in my unit? So it's only my voice? What if my mom comes down? How does she get into the unit?
Well, yeah, you'll be able to add other users to your profile. You just log into your Amazon account and you can add their voice prints.
Yeah, don't touch anything. I want to see the email first.
Well, I won't be touching it, you big spazoid. I'm just saying, like, they're like the maintenance crew's doing.
You're an asshole. You're an asshole. And next time I'm down, you just call me a big spazoid. Next time I'm down and you come to and call me a spazoid. Okay, please call me a spazoid.
Okay,
you do that again. You do that again, and I'm gonna give you a fat lip the next time.
Oh no, you're not. No, you're not. You're just trying to impress your girlfriend. Quit acting all tough.
Do not touch my unit. Anybody at that unit? What's your name again? I'm sorry,
Craig. And I'm not gonna do it. I'm not the maintenance person. Craig, I'm just making the phone call. I'm helping out Lauren.
Okay, you have Lauren call me.
And just quit acting all tough in front of your girlfriend. You're not going to give me a fat lip.
Keep talking to me. What'd you say?
I said, quit acting all tough in front of your girlfriend.
This is a guy that represents our community, and this is how he's talking to me.
Hey, you're the one that just said you're going to give me a fat lip.
If you keep talking to me like that, I'm going to.
I wasn't talking bad to you. I was just saying, like, it's a more secure...
You call me a spazoid. What do you call me?
Yeah. Is that really all that bad, spazoid? Like, you're that offended by it's pretty innocuous.
He says he works for the community.
Hey, can you tell your girlfriend to shut the fuck up back there?
Now you're getting a fat lip, you fucking cocksucker.
Wow, thanks a lot, Bud F for 3000. That guy is gonna punch me in the mouth, and it's all your fault. Just for that, I'm gonna fire you and hire a new producer for next week's show. Pack up your desk and get all your shit out of here. Okay, that was harsh. I appreciate your contribution to APCS, just like I appreciate all my Patreon supporters and listeners. By the way, if you go to anotherprankcallshow.com/scam, you can see photos of the stickers, t-shirts, CDs, and other crap I send my Patreon supporters. Thanks everyone for listening. I gotta go build a couch. Bye.
But you never find a place to go. Never find a place to go until suddenly, man, you never even knew what hit you. I say what hit you was the back of your hand. That's right, uh-huh. I say get off of the street, get off of the street, boy. People gonna think, yes, they're gonna think. People gonna think you're space. So you're gonna get a cup of water just to calm you down. But when you turn around, some joker, some jealous tea, I said, hey, you know it was a mama's tea. That's right, uh-huh. I said get off of the floor, get off of the floor, boy. People gonna think, yes, they're gonna think. People gonna think you're spaz.
Oh my God, we don't listen. If we have glitter on neighborhood, that's a miracle. say thank you.